Welcome back. You are listening to Showbiz at Money, and today the spotlight is on Wezzy Heart Sound. So we'll listen to something from Wezzy and then we'll go right into it. That was a little something from Wezzy, not her latest offering though, but yeah, you have to go out and buy that. Thank you so much for joining us at Money FM and agreeing to be our guest on the spotlight.
Thank you so much.
So Wezzy Heart Sound.
Yes.
Give me a bit of how did you find your sound? Like your sound is... it's a mature sound, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Where no one is... And you're not new in the industry. You have like you've been performing for about five years. About
now.
5 years, yeah. And so how did you say, this is my sound? You could have been doing anything. You could have been on Dunka beats.
Yes.
How did you say, this is my sound?
I have sung on a lot of beats.
Yeah.
Before discovering exactly what I'm passionate about, I did an experimental phase, but I... found myself being so obsessed with Afro soul music because I loved Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
But then I couldn't be American, so I said I'm going to be doing African soul music. And then
okay.
I discovered that when I before I knew that there was Afro soul music, I wanted to do Afro soul music, so I started looking it up on the internet. And then before I could find anything, actually, I got introduced to Zahara, Angelique Kidjo,
yeah.
Mama Miriam Makeba, and so many people. And then I was just like, yeah, this is the genre.
This is my
yeah.
sound.
Yeah.
So that was like, you've mentioned Angelique Kidjo, Mama Miriam Makeba. So these are influences on your music?
I can't say I listen to them, I'll be lying.
Okay.
I've never like... taking
that
time
sound.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've listened, like Zahara, I was obsessed
yeah.
with her, but I'll say Asha, the one
yes.
from Nigeria.
Yes.
Yes, I was extremely, this one I sat down to listen to her albums.
Yes,
yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
That's good. So a question that I have for you is, you've mentioned all the people who you've maybe looked at and
yeah.
just like, oh, this is an interesting character.
Yeah.
I can't pick up any of their influence overly on you
yeah.
and in a positive way
yeah.
like how do you maintain being inspired without
yeah.
imitating
being inspired by I think I imitate the people that have inspired me, but though I don't know what I can say, the most valuable thing that I know is that even if I imitate my grandmother, she's not famous. So she's the one that influenced
okay.
me and my music.
So it's just that go-go.
Yeah.
Is she since passed? Is she still around?
Yeah, she died in 2007.
Yeah, because you have a song.
Godambuya.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I am correct.
Yeah.
So it's just that we're not able to have listened to your grandmother or heard her on a record. So.
But yeah, she sang all the time.
She sang
so
all the time?
So I always looked at her like, wow. So well, if she was a recording artist, she would be my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you very close?
Yeah, she was my best friend.
Oh, that's really nice.
I mean, she
nice.
Was my best friend and my worst enemy. I don't want to lie.
Uh-huh.
We had our moments where I just like, I hate this woman.
What did you not see eye to eye on?
A lot of things. She was a neat freak. she had OCD, like serious OCD.
Okay.
And then she always used to use very deep proverbs that would, you know, offend you. Why don't you start thinking, what? Why is this chippy? What is this proverb? What,
yeah.
what is she meaning?
Yeah.
And then you know how proverbs are. You can interpret them one way
yes.
or the other way. So sometimes I used to feel really offended. Like, what is she trying to say about me?
Well, teach a child in the way that she must go. And
no,
here,
me,
and
I'm
here
out
we
here.
Are. You're out here winning awards and performing on major stages
yeah.
and that type of thing. So a bit more on your background, and when I say your background, what is your, do you have an, how did your family take it? I get it, you're close to your grandmother,
yeah.
but was it an easy decision to just come out and say, guys, singing is my thing, this is what I'm pursuing?
Yo,
in a Zambian household.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how did that go? What was the conversation like?
I'm one of those people, I'm rebellious in a good way.
Okay, positive rebellion.
I don't know
understand.
If it exists.
Positive rebellion.
Yeah, but I really didn't ask for permission.
Oh, wow. I like that. You just did
it. Yeah, I just did it. But the goodness is that my family is a, I would say, musical family.
Okay.
So they kind of understand, because Bala Zulu is my grandfather.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I remember I used to tell him, like, Grandpa, I want to do music.
Oh, really? Music.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I know the interviews about you, but I just have a question.
Yeah.
Would you ever get on a track with Grandpa Ballard?
Definitely. We always talk about, you know how family members are.
Please do.
But I do. Like,
please do.
I never grew up with him. I never saw him a lot.
Yeah.
I'd be lying.
Uh-huh.
But every time that I bumped into him, maybe a funeral or something, like a family gathering,
yeah,
I would always tell him, because Cook On was a big song.
That was Cook On. And I read his, he writes in the paper, I read his little articles on music and stuff like that.
Has he mentioned me? I'm calling him.
You should call. You should call Grandpa Ballard. Okay, so it's a musical family.
Yeah.
So I understand it wasn't such a shock, like, oh, yeah, God, why aren't
and
you
everybody
going?
Knew that I was singing. Like, I have a lot of people. My young brother plays guitar and he sings.
Yes.
My sister is a natural alto. My young sister also sings. My mother also sings. My grandmother used to sing. My grandma from my dad's side, up to now, she sings in the church.
So it's a family thing.
Yeah, so when I said I want to do this professionally, okay, I just didn't. I didn't even say it. They saw it. They were like, yeah.
It was your natural path, so to speak. Okay, so will we ever get a Mohoney family album?
I don't think so.
Okay.
People are not passionate about the studio. They are passionate. My young brother is passionate about stage. I'm trying to force him into getting into the booth and being like a vocalist, and I don't know.
Okay.
You can't impose it on people.
No, you really can't. Yeah. You really can't. So going back to, you did have a supportive family. Did you at all have your eyes set on another profession?
Yes, I wanted to be a professional psychologist. I am intending to do so, because
okay,
I'm really obsessed with mental health disorders. I'm really obsessed with grooming children well, like with on a psychological point of view.
Okay.
Because I think even with the whole cyberbullying thing, I think we need to pay attention also to how psychologically our kids are being affected. Not even just cyberbullying, like bullying in schools.
Generally,
yeah,
across the board.
Yeah.
So interesting. I want us to go first. You said so many great things. I was just like taking notes, like, ooh, ask her this, ask her that, ask her that. So let me try and structure all my questions without having them go over my head. So you mentioned passion and you mentioned passion. You said you've got a brother who plays guitar. I've seen you play with him. Is he like officially part of the band?
Yes,
or
definitely.
Okay.
Part of, yeah.
Yeah. So you said passion about studios, passionate about stage. So where's your passion? Are you, do you enjoy studio more? Do you enjoy the stage part more? Where are you?
Oh, I don't know. Now I'm torn.
Stage
is home.
Stage is home.
Studio is an escape.
Ah.
It's like a fantasy world. Like I've gone to Disney World. So.
Oh, wow.
Like I can be anywhere when I'm
You
stage.
Can, you really?
I
okay.
can travel the world.
You travel the world on stage.
Yeah.
Or when you're in studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you studio, stage, so you kind of have a balance,
yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I'm obsessed with studio.
With studio.
Because I'm limitless there. People don't have to see how I break down, or because when I'm on stage, I'm very thoughtful of others.
Okay, it's a performance.
Yeah,
it's a performance.
But when I'm in the studio, I'm able to break down and tell the producer to cut, have a moment. I can take myself anywhere. I can describe a place and I can be in that place. I can revisit my grandmother and moments like that.
Yeah.
When I'm in the studio. But on stage, I don't know.
You're a bit more confined?
Yes. I'm very mindful.
You're very mindful.
Yeah.
Okay, is the mindfulness sometimes like contractual, in the sense like, okay, they said this is what they want, I can't go out of scope? Is it sometimes that, or is it just a personal reservation?
No, it's just like that. It depends on the event. Sometimes they'll tell you sing songs, because I've written a lot of songs, so the people will ask me, amongst the songs that you've done, maybe want you to do a love song. I'll do maybe my cover of Translate.
Yes.
And then I'll do something like an Ajayla.
Yes.
And then I'll do music that celebrates women. I'll do Ambuya, Mama
yes.
Knows Best.
Yeah.
And then some people will say, no, do some inspirational songs.
Yeah.
I'll do Nyimbo Zako.
Yeah.
So it's
okay.
different. Yeah.
So
it's,
you tailor for the specific audience and the need. So
yeah.
studio, no holding back.
Yeah.
If we're angry, we're angry.
Yeah.
We're
some of the music is not even going to come out, because sometimes when I'm really upset, I won't lie, I would be cursing on a song.
Okay. So there you have love it. Sometimes there's where's the uncut. So you're listening to 93.7 Money FM. This is Kamota with Wezzy Heart Sound, and this is the spotlight. And of course, the spotlight is on Wezzy because I have no musical talent. So where did Heart Sound come from?
I was thinking about the name to give my band,
mm-hmm.
because I'm content with the name that my father gave me. Wezzy,
okay.
Wezzy is fine.
Okay.
My full name is Victoria Wezzy Mohone.
Okay.
So I got my middle name because it's Tumbuka.
Okay.
It's been my favorite amongst my names. And then Heart Sound, I was thinking about, like, what am I aiming for? Like, if I could create a genre, what would I call it?
So this is the Heart Sound genre. Interesting. Yeah. That's very deep. I like that Heart Sound genre. Very, very nice. And so we've talked about your love for studio time, where you just get to be Wezzy, raw, unfiltered, and your stage presence being more of a performance, catering to an audience for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Have you been cyberbullied? I read something in the paper that I don't know if we could constitute it as cyberbullying, where people came at you for wearing flip-flops.
I don't think that's cyberbullying.
It's not?
Yeah.
It's just meanness?
I think it's just people overreacting to stuff. No, let me call it being petty.
Okay, I like that, being petty. So have you been cyberbullied, though?
There was a time when me and Mumbayaji released a song, and then there was this one guy who just said, you know what, these two can't be on a song together.
Okay.
Because I feel like they're ugly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I remember that incident. Yeah,
And then he started picking us apart based on the image that, the images that we
released.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he was like, look at her skin.
Uh-huh.
She's dark. Look at his hair. It's fluffy. This two, just like, I can't even imagine a crossbreed.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Like a combination of the two. It's just like, okay, so now what have we done wrong by having dark skin?
Or right.
Whatever,
so how do you, get used to it? Like, how do you not look at that and think, ish?
When that happened, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
If it happened this year, of course, I was going to take it a little bit differently. But I really like the way I handled it.
Okay.
Till this day, I have people telling me, no, you don't have to respond to everything. And truthfully, I don't respond to everything. I respond to things that I feel matter to me.
Yeah.
So I never get used to such kind of treatment.
Yeah.
I never get used to that kind of treatment. But that the way that I spoke to him, I really felt like I spoke on behalf of a lot of people as well.
Okay.
Like, I told him, you know what, maybe the way I look is not really your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But trust me, there are people who love me the way I am.
Yeah.
People who are not even related to me. People who have never seen me in person. So you need to calm down.
Yeah.
When you don't like something, you need to be mindful of how someone else will feel.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Because he used references like, you look like dogs.
Oh, wow.
It was really degrading and insulting.
Yeah,
not really. It wasn't like pettiness for flip-flops.
Just,
no.
Okay. So those are minor issues. Like, you've fought bigger battles.
Yes, yeah.
And
the whole flip-flop things, I was just like, ugh.
Don't waste my time. Okay. So where does your self-confidence come from? That self-assuredness in being in a very public space, having unwanted criticisms of yourself, from how you look to all these things, like how you look, how you dress. How do you just say, I am Wezzy, I am enough?
I think I will credit my late father, my mom, my family, my uncle, my grandmother. I had a strong group of people around me, strong characters.
Yes.
And I didn't know that they were reflecting themselves on me.
All right.
Because I've never had insecurities regarding my skin. I was obsessed with my father's skin, my own brother's skin. I've never been like, I've never looked at someone with a
darker skin tone or lighter skin tone
and just be like, oh, I wish I was them. No, I've always been like, I've always been content because the people around me were content. And the people that I always loved the most, like the people I was obsessed with, looked at me and said, wow, you're beautiful. My mother always told me I was beautiful.
And that's important.
So when someone, like a stranger, who have a different opinion, it really wouldn't bruise me. Because
like,
my
who
mother,
are you? Who are you?
I'm one of those lucky ones. So I'm like, if my mother thinks I'm beautiful, I don't think your opinion matters at this point.
I've been endorsed. So you're listening to Kamota, and I have in studio with me Wezzy Heart Sound, and we're just talking about being self-confident in who you are. So another question that I have for you is, you definitely have a very, you're very present on stage. What's the preparation like for you? Like, I've got a concert, I'm going on stage. What's that like?
Oh, I love that you asked that question.
Uh-huh.
rehearsal is hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am a monster. I've been told things like, you are not a good person.
Why? Do tell.
Because I want songs to be played a specific type of way.
Okay.
You know, the problem with us creatives is that when I'm writing a song, I'm really away from the musicians.
Okay.
I'm in my own space, in my room. There's no music at all. And the music is in my head.
Yeah.
So I know the way it should be
mm-hmm.
played.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to play guitar.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Okay, I'm rubbish at guitar, but I try. I don't know how to play piano. I don't know how to play drums. But I'm telling them what to do. So you can imagine how disrespectful it can be. Like, don't play it like that. You know? And this has to go on for weeks, preparing for specific shows. I can't lie to you. There's never a time when I've comfortably gone on stage without rehearsing.
Okay.
Because I'm really obsessed with rehearsal, and my band hates me and loves me for that.
Okay, so
you know, I'm always pushy.
A slight perfectionist, like you want to put on your
best
show.
I'm always screaming at people. The backing vocalist especially, I've had over the years, I think the biggest challenge, because so music, when you listen to Aretha Franklin or anybody, you hear there's more backing vocals than anything else.
Mm.
So I'm just like, guys, you need to sing. Like, you're not going to do background vocals like hiding. No, you need to come up front and sing.
I see what you mean.
And then the backing vocalists from here, they just love to sing like beats where just like, but for me, I require for you to sing Toliwe from Sisika Nyatole. I want you to sing like your full voice. So it's just like, I'm sorry.
You've cracked me up with the
yes.
Yes. So, okay, if that was the requirement, I would join back up for you. I think I can do a good
No, sound. But yeah, we need a little bit more. We need lyricism, emotion.
Emotion.
Yeah. And,
okay, so you want people to show up for the microphone. That has really made me laugh.
Generally, I'm just hated. Like, I'm a monster in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really your friend.
Okay.
So outside the rehearsal space, I'm like, hey, high five.
Yeah.
Good job.
So now that you mentioned that, what does professionalism look like in your industry? Like, in the industry I work in, I know what professionalism looks like. Like on radio, I know what professionalism looks like. So what does that look like for a creative, a musician?
Yeah. Having adequate time to prepare, I think is professionalism.
Yeah.
I feel like I get discouraged when I'm sharing the stage with someone that is underprepared.
Okay, I see.
You know, where you look like you don't know your lyrics, or maybe your band hasn't mastered your songs.
Yeah.
Or it just looks like, I woke up like this, you know, and then you're just like not mindful of, you know, the presentation. And me, like, I can be, you know, like the way I'm dressed right now, I've got like my t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not wearing flip-flops, unfortunately. But yeah, just like, but when I go on stage, I have a package. I have my beads, I have my chitenge.
It's the full package.
Yeah, you try to present your craft visually, emotionally, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You turn up on time.
So that is professionalism.
Yeah, like you never go to a show, you know, 30 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never had that in my life. God forbid that I should have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, we've talked about professionalism. So how do you go about handling Wezzy Heart Sound as a business? Because it's a business. This is your work.
Yeah.
You know, this is your retirement. How do you do that?
Yeah, with regards to professionalism, I have people that are managing me.
Yeah.
They make sure that I'm right on time. So I have someone to blame if they didn't have a ride to come to this place today.
Uh-huh.
I have someone to fire.
Okay, that's
and
nice.
And then also I have someone managing my band, my older sister Faith.
Okay.
Also, I have my own manager, Sokwani Chilembo, the CEO of Elation Entertainment.
Okay.
Who is making sure that I've got a recording facility.
Okay.
I have a music producer. I have a band that I'm working with.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. He's also like making sure that if I have, let's say, a media week like this one.
Yes.
Where I'm just consistently going.
Doing interviews.
It's everything that is, you know, everybody's, I know the questions that I'm going to be asked.
Yeah.
And things like that. Yeah.
So that is part of treating it as
and
a
business.
And of
course, like, I'm never discussing money with people.
Yeah.
Ever. You never have discussions with money. You talk to my management. Because I am a professional musician. I'm not
you're not the finance side of it.
No.
So do musicians have accountants, or is that, do you leave that function to your manager? Your manager will do your negotiations, your contracts. How does that work?
Yeah, my manager is actually a professional lawyer as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so then my elder sister is a full-time manager.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah. So there's that, the accounting part, there's the legal part.
You're just the talent.
Yeah, I just hear being, okay, but being just the talent is an understatement.
Uh-huh.
I'm a control freak. Like, I'm hands-on everywhere.
Okay, yeah. So you might not be in the room with the negotiations, but you know what's happening.
Yeah.
You know the numbers. Yeah. You are in your
business. They'll ask me, like, okay, so are you okay with this? Are you not okay? Okay, let's drop it. Let's take it.
Okay. Yeah. How long did it take you to reach that? Like, from what you're saying, you seem to have a very good structure. There's lots of family. You've got a manager who's your sister, naturally looking out for your best interests.
Yeah.
A bandmate who is your brother.
Yeah.
Was this always the case?
My older sister has always been, I've fired and hired people to manage me.
Yeah.
I won't lie, some of the people that I worked with were very inconsiderate. You know, you find that maybe I'm unwell, and then they'll get a booking.
Okay.
So I can't be on stage when I'm not feeling well. You find a situation where someone collapses on stage.
Yeah.
But my older sister will make sure that I'm not abused.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but even before I hired as my manager, she was always,
she was your manager.
Yeah, she was always like, why is this person making these decisions? And she was working elsewhere. She's like, oh, you know what? Just manage me. Like, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
She thinks that she, I'm like, you think you can do it better? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you're hired.
Okay. Basically, is it a family business?
Yeah, because my mom, I would say my mom is the head of the band. Because before, like, we make certain big decisions.
Yeah.
We call the band and she sits us down and she criticizes me because I'm always like, you're fired. And she's like, you know what, calm down.
Okay, so like it's a business. It's
and my younger
brother, your mom is like the CEO.
Yeah, she's the CEO of me.
Yeah.
Because my manager is the CEO of the record label that I'm signed to. My mother is my CEO. Like, she can fire me. She can literally tell me stop. And like, I'll be like, okay.
Okay, I'm not doing that anymore. So what is the challenges of, first of all, you're a person, but you're a business. But what are the challenges of working with family? How do you say, sort out disagreements with a manager who's in your family?
I think it's divine at this point. Even the challenges, of course, that like we fight over, you're the one who was supposed to cook.
That is
just me being really honest with
that's
you.
That's the home side.
Yes. And then how do you go to, after that, you need to go to a show?
Yeah.
You know? You look at each other like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my sister got married. Congratulations to her. She's got a brand new baby boy.
Nice. Congratulations on being an aunt.
Yeah. So she's, before she moved, we used to be together. We used to live together. I remember there's this one time we had a fight. And then she was the one who was organizing, you know, making sure that the sound was okay.
Yeah.
She had to be on time. And I was like, you know what? Because she's the one, because I know that she's always signing the contracts and making these agreements.
Mm-hmm.
So, my signature's not on it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to this show.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you know what? You're being silly. You are going to this. I'm like, I'm not going to the show. And I'm like, you're going to the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of unprofessionalism. Like, we don't...
So because you think it's because sometimes it's like a whole family dynamic. Sometimes
That's the challenge there, because even me, I'm not saying her.
Yeah.
Like
both.
It's coming, like mostly I'm the problem.
Okay.
Because she's my older sister. She'll be like, oh, you know what?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not trying to baby you. Even I'm your manager.
My young brother, when I'm screaming at him during rehearsal, it's different.
Okay.
From when I'm screaming to all these other people. Because I'm screaming at him like, you're my young brother. You are supposed to know. Like,
okay.
It's a bit unfair.
Okay.
Like how are you supposed to know?
Okay.
Like you're supposed to know.
So is there like, it's stricter because it's family, you're not making allowances like just because we're related.
Yeah.
This is business. This is what we need to do.
And I don't realize, sometimes I realize it late.
Okay.
Like I'm very abusive when it comes to my own, but I need to tone down.
You're quite a shouter.
Yeah. No, Joshua, stop. Okay, no, you didn't deserve that scream.
So how do you make your career sustainable? How do you ensure that, okay, this is Wesley, this is how long I want to do it for, and I can retire and I won't be like in a wheelchair needing to sing because I've managed my affairs so badly. How do you do that as an artist?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Mm.
The whole professionalism, one, treating it like a business, two, because I understand that at a certain point I won't have the energy to go 30 minutes straight singing.
Yeah.
So with any payment that is being made, you need to be very wise in the direction that you take the money.
Yeah.
Or the payment or the endorsement or the exposure.
Yeah.
Because you could literally translate the name into money. You know, I could be the face of something and sit at home and get paid every month for as long as my face is on that certain product or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So about working smart.
Yeah.
And also while having the passion to do it, like every other job, you need to show up on time, do your thing, and stay committed to it. Always, you know, having targets and setting goals and accomplishing them. I feel like that's a good way to make sure that by the time you are retiring, you set a good record.
Okay.
And then for something other people look up to you, say, okay, if she put this off, I can do better.
I can do it. So earlier I was doing the news and Salif Keita, I don't know if you're familiar with Salif Keita.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's amazing. So he has retired and I think he's over, like, he's got about 60 plus years of like experience in music because he started early and he has retired? Yeah. Well, he's announced his retirement recently. He put out his last or final album apparently, but I feel like artists always
Jay-Z did it.
So do you think retirement is a thing for you? Do you think there's a point where like you just say, I'm done? And what age do you think you'd like to retire at?
I think I'm that type of person who when it comes to music there's no retiring.
Yeah.
Like if I feel like I can't be this professional with my management working, and of course like I know that there's people that are depending on me and the fact that they get paid, you know.
You can't be selfish and say, I'm done.
If I feel like I want to stop doing music a certain way, I won't announce it.
Ah.
Yeah, I won't announce it, but I'll speak to my team and we can restructure so that if ever I just wanted to come back for 6 months and sing again and go back again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like never announce like I'm done, guys. Bye. No. Even after, I think like even when I'm 100, I'd still, if God gave me that time, I would love to be in the Guinness Book of World Records being like the oldest touring artist or something.
at 100, where's the heart sound? Interesting. So we're coming to the back end of the show, sadly. Are you able to sing anything live for us?
Of like, course. Please. Do you have anything in mind?
Give us something fresh, something we've never heard.
There's this song called Munani Tema that I did with Cleo Ice Queen, and I was talking about like ice, Molilo, Munani Tema. You gave me cold shoulders and you put me on fire.
Oh, wow. Poetic.
Okay. I literally... In the literal sense, I wrote those lyrics on my chorus, and I put Cleo deliberately because I feel like also Cleo has been through a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. With social media. So this is called Munani Tema.
All right.
And it features Cleo. I released it on 25th May this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please.
Ice mulilo vonse munani tema ngat mkali mpwela tie nifikani muzani pesa. 'Cause I know I'm good. No weapon fashion against me shall prosper. I smoolil ovonse munani tema.
Wow. Wow. I am blown away.
What?
So is that on the how do I pronounce it?
Uhai.
What does Uhai mean?
Uhai means life in Swahili.
Life, okay.
I have an obsession with Swahili.
Okay. So will we expect a Swahili album?
Mandy. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, you have been listening to Kamwata and Wezi Heart Sound, and this has been the spotlight on Wezi. Thank you so much for your time, Wezi.
Thank you so much for
having me. It's been so good, and it's been so interesting to get to know you more and also get to know Wezi as a business.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So you are listening to Kamwata on Money FM 93.7. So we'll sign out with a little something once more from Wezi, and you are listening to 93.7.